Welcome to the Aaron LaBauer Show. This is the number one show for passionate physical therapy and healthcare entrepreneurs looking to level up their income and impact on the world. If that's you, then you're in the right place. So sit back, chill out, and let's get into the show.
Welcome back to the Aaron LaBauer Show. Today, what I want to talk about, success. I want to talk about the journey. I want to talk about what it means to be a business owner, especially on those days when it's a struggle. So if you don't know me, my name is Dr. Aaron LaBauer. I'm a physical therapist. I live in Greensboro, North Carolina. I've been in business since 1999, so 25 years, which is pretty darn crazy to think. I just realized it recently. I was been talking about how long I've been in business as a PT, but I forgot there was 10 years owning my own business as a massage therapist before. Let's see. So I was a massage therapist first. I saw 43. I went to PT school because patients kept saying, "Aaron, you touched me exactly where I hurt. No one's ever touched me there before. No one's helped me. I've been to see the doctors, the chiropractors, the acupuncturists, the massage therapists, PTs. I've been to see everyone, and you're the first person to actually help me. And all I'm doing is touching them where they hurt, like trapezius, piriformis, glute medius, psoas, SCM, you know, temporal. I mean, all these easy muscles to touch, QL. But I wasn't able to help them answer the question, when will this finally go away? When will I actually be better? When can I get back to my activities, et cetera? And so I decided to become a doctor of physical therapy. I went to PT school and saw 43 patients one day. And that was the day I decided I had to open my own practice and do it without relying on insurance, because the reason I was seeing 43 patients is because we're not getting paid to actually find the root cause of the problem. We're just getting paid to treat a knee problem. Even if the knee, and if the knee problem is originating from a big toe problem, we don't get paid for treating the big toe. So screw that. Other thing that's interesting is I'm a massage therapist. Went to massage school. I learned how to touch all the muscles, learn the origins and insertions, help people. And I get to PT school and we have this book on manual muscle testing by, I think it was Helen Hislop. And it says in there, I know I have the picture somewhere, but it's 15 years ago. It says the QL, the quadratus lumborum, cannot be palpated. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, when people come to me with back pain, that's the muscle. And maybe you can argue with me, but I'm gonna tell you this, like, if I can't palpate that, then I can't palpate any muscle because I'm touching the skin. But if I can put my fingers on it and ask you to contract it and I can feel it, like I can palpate that thing and I can touch it with my fingers. I can touch it with my elbow, knuckles, I can help it. And so, you know, it's like, to me, it's that way of thinking and teaching where it's like, you can't do, you know, it's impossible to. Like, maybe there's some facts out there. It's like, it's impossible for Aaron to go to the center of the earth. I don't know. Probably. But is it impossible to touch somewhere they hurt, one where they hurt? No. Is it impossible to touch the quadratus lumborum? Absolutely not. I will argue that all day long. You tell me it's impossible, I'll put you on my table and I'll touch you there and you'll feel it. You'll be like, ooh, there we go. Right? So there's something that is going on that most people aren't willing to give other people credit for. And it's this narrow-minded way of thinking that is really impacting a lot of people, and like especially new grads, PTs, people that have been out for 15 years, 20, and giving us this like narrow view of what's possible for us. Hopefully, one of the things you've learned from listening to this podcast is there's a lot of possibilities for you. It's really about you choosing what you want. And today, what I just want to share some thoughts about like the journey, the destination, what's possible. Because I think what I'm starting to learn is that people give up on their dreams when it gets hard, when their dreams aren't big enough or meaningful enough, or what they're focused on really is a quick win and the destination. You know, what's promised? What's the good saying? It's like what's promised isn't, you know, like what we're gonna get today. And what you want isn't really what you're going to get. And if you hit your goals, you haven't set big enough goals, or you haven't reset them often enough. Like for instance, when I was racing bicycles, you know, my first goal was, how do I get to category two and then category one? And I really always had this goal to get to pro, but I never thought I'd actually get to category two or one. And then I was like, okay, let me see if I can get upgrade my help my friends upgrade, you know, to category one, so we can all go race together in, like, you know, the national championships and things like that. But I didn't reset my own goal to get on a pro team. And because if I had did, I would have acted differently. But it was, to me, it's about the journey and not the destination, right? Because we make it too much about the destination. If we don't get there as fast as we think someone else has gotten there, we're disappointed. And if we never get there, we're disappointed. And if we blow right past it, we're disappointed. Business should be about the journey. Going into business for yourself should be because you love the process, not because you're in love with the result. You know, even racing bicycles, it should be about, I love racing bicycles, not I want to win, or I want to get this certain category, I want to get this certain certification. And that's what, like, I've turned kettlebells into. Like, bike racing is hard for me now, going on rides. One, it's time intensive, and two, like, I've done so much training for one specific goal, it's hard for me to get out there and enjoy it unless I'm with a friend. It really is. It's hard. It's like, I didn't ruin it, but it just, I spent so much time doing it for a specific purpose and running myself into, like, the red line, you know, for specific purposes. It's hard. I mean, I will not ride a bike indoors. Well, let me tell you about kettlebells. My goal with kettlebells is to be able to cut my own toenails when I'm 95. That's, like, why I do yoga and why I do kettlebells. And that's why I started yoga. And I realized I'm not building as much strength in yoga, and I would hit a plateau. But with kettlebells, I can get that same full body movement, mobility, stability. I even feel stronger in yoga because I do kettlebells. I get more out of kettlebells than weight training and CrossFit. And half the time I go to CrossFit, I'm using kettlebells anyways. But for me, it's about the journey. So I set this goal by the time I was 50 to be Strong First certified. But it was never about the certification, always about, what does it mean that I'm going to have to do every day to get there? Really? So it is. It's about the daily thing. And so one of the reasons I want to share some thoughts with you is because the last week has been a tough week for me, you know, like business, life, family. Yeah, family's thrown in there. But it's been a hard week for business, you know. And I've had some success this week in business, which is the funny thing. And I think I'm getting to this point where, you know, like, I have some successes and it doesn't feel like this major success, because over the last few years, what I've realized is, as soon as I have these, like, big, massive win, there's a big, massive loss. But if I don't have a big, massive win, I'm not going to have a big, massive loss. The loss is going to open a new door. And so that's why I say you have to be in love with process. You have to be in love with the journey. It's all about the journey. It's like, hey, let's, you know, like, I don't want to just hop on a boat and sail around the world and not have, like, an end goal. But what's the end goal? The end goal should be to enjoy life, enjoy my time here, enjoy the people I'm with, and enjoy the problem solving. So the place where a lot of people get stuck, and I see a lot of people lose sight, is in starting a business and underestimating how much effort and time it's going to take to get the result. You know, is $20,000 enough to start up? Yeah. I mean, look, like, you can go to the Cash PD Blueprint. You can go to my website. You can go earlier in this podcast and see how, like, I started a business with a couple thousand dollars. And then you generate revenue and you reinvest your business, your money in. So what have I invested actually in my business over the years? Hundreds of thousands of dollars. But to get started, you don't need a lot. So you don't need to go get a $100,000 loan. Why am I going there? Is because I think what a lot of people have run into, underestimate, is, okay, you know, I'm 1 or 2 months in, I'm 8 months in, and I'm not making, you know, 10K a month or 20K a month or 30K a month. Like, I'm not doing what someone else is doing. There's a couple things here. One, you can't compare yourself to someone else because there's a lot of different factors. Just like with pain, back pain, there's a lot of factors. And two, you have to understand, like, business is a long game. And getting into business, especially a cash practice where there's not a lot of risk involved, because you can, worst case scenario, You just go back and get a job somewhere. But it's underestimating the fact that, you know, there's a lot of work you're going to have to put into it. And if you don't like the work and you're allergic to hard work and you're allergic to social media and allergic to learning new skills and learning new things and not feeling like the smartest person in the room, like, man, business probably isn't for you, because you got to become an expert at business. And in order to become an expert in business, you got to study business, you got to struggle, you got to fail. And the struggles are part of this. And so that's why I wanted to get on here and share, is just like the struggle is part of the process. And you have to actually embrace the struggle. So I was talking about this with one of our Platinum Mastermind members yesterday, Zach Atwood. He's the football doc on Instagram. And Zach started his business almost exactly a year ago. And he got into a Cash PT blueprint. He got into the course, and then he did an implementation call with me. And then from there, we chatted about what his goals were and everything. And he wants to own a business that has multiple locations in the Detroit metro area, serving, you know, athletes, but specifically soccer players. And we talked about that, and I was like, when do you want this result by? I was like, great. I'm like, well, I can actually do this. You know, like, I can help you with this because I've done this with other people. Do you want help? And I said, hey, if you just enrolled in the blueprint and the implementation call, we'll get you in our Platinum Mastermind first month. First month's already covered because of that investment. Boom. That was the deal. That's how we got him in. And you know what he did? He said, you know what? I'm going to fall in love with this process. And guess what? When I struggle, I'm going to ask for help. And so here's a couple things that happened. Like, he did that. We got his business. It was his 2 months in. He quit his job. He was doing home health or PRN. He quit that by the end of the summer so he could focus all on his business. But then October was like a really shitty month. He made only like $3,000 or something like that. It was, Aaron, what's happening? I was like, hey, dude, chill. I got you. And we updated the game plan and put in some new strategies, and then gradually started growing and doing, you know, 5K, 8K, 10K, 15K months. In this last month, just under a year in business, he did $27,000 in a month, which is dope. One of the big things that happened over the last 2 months was he came on a call. It's like, hey, I'm struggling. When do I hire a VA? But he's hesitant to do it because it costs more money. And I was like, we got on our power call that we do twice a month, and we chatted through it. And I was like, this is what you need to do. Do it. And he's like, now I'm putting out 10 times as much content. I've 10X my business, and I've got an extra 15 hours a week not using the VA. So now he's treating 20, 25 patients a week and looking to open in the second location and expand and start hiring. But all that came because there are these ups and downs. And he even knows when we chatted, was like, hey, I know next month may not be the same, because how I got to 27 was selling lots of paid and full packages. And I was like, well, what was the difference? And he was just like, this confidence of coming on into the sale and like having indifference about whether the person enrolls with me or not. And how do we get there? Because you start stacking wins. You stack wins and you get build confidence. And it's like, hey, if you work with me or not, like, it doesn't matter, but I know I can help. And so part of that is just seeing that, well, you know, yeah, dude, he just did 6K in his, six figures in his first year, which is amazing. It took me 5 years in PT, but 15 years total to hit 15K in a month, because I didn't have a coach working with me and giving me these like plug and play systems and proven process. I didn't have Aaron helping Aaron. And so, but at the same time, this has been a ride. And so, and it's just, some days are good, some days are shit. But when you get to those days, it feels like shit. What you do is you just take one more step. You do one more workout. You just do one more thing. Even if you don't think it's the right thing, you just take one more step and take action. And if in doubt, go for a walk. If in doubt, lift some heavy shit. Swing some kettlebells. Even if you've never swung a kettlebell, go watch a Pavel Tulin video on YouTube about swinging kettlebells and swing them. Just do it. Just take that one, send that one next email or text message to people and do one more new thing, because that'll keep you moving forward. Because one of my mentors, Craig Ballantyne, says, action beats anxiety and success loves speed. So the faster you can make a decision and the faster you can take action, the less you're going to worry. So that's what I'm saying is the process is putting in work, seeing success, analyzing what you did, feeling like shit, and going, how do I not feel like shit today because things aren't working? And you ask for help or do the next thing that you know. And you keep going. And at a certain point, so you have to just get to this knowing that some days are going to be hard, some days are going to be easy, some days are going to feel like gold, and some days are going to feel like, I don't know, brown poo. You know, and at a certain point, you're going to just realize that it is, there's a wave. It's like sitting in the ocean. If you've ever surfed, you know, you just got to sit there and wait. You got to wait for the right set. You got to wait for the right wave. And sometimes the right wave comes and there's some local bros who are going to get that wave before you. And that's fine. You just got to wait for the next one. You may not, you don't need the biggest wave. You just need a wave to ride. But if you try to force it, you're not going to catch the wave either. And this is what I chatted about with my cousin Scott, who's one of the only other people in my family who's an entrepreneur before I, now my younger brother Matt, but this was 12, 15 years ago when I started my clinic. I started my clinic in Greensboro in 2009. So the recession, it was kind of like the bottom of the recession when Obama was president. And I just remember thinking like, oh, man, this is wrong time to, you know, it would only be good if I hadn't started during a recession. And I remember talking to him, and he sells life insurance and I think annuities and some investments and things like that. And, you know, he's like, he had done it in California, in Colorado, North Carolina, had moved around, moved a couple different places for family and where he wanted to live. And, you know, so he would have to almost restart accounts. Even though he gets a residual, you know, you lose your word of mouth, you lose your momentum. And he's like, you know, Aaron, you know, you just have to learn to ride the wave. You know, it was one of the best pieces of advice that I got early on in business was ride the wave. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down, but there's another wave coming. But if you're in it for the short game, you're going to think that was the only wave, right? You're going to think that was it. There's no more waves coming, but there is another wave coming. There's another one, just like in the stock market. There's no other wave coming. It might go down, but you know, overall it's trended up for the last 7 years. I think 70, 100. So I think that's the thing, is that you have to just feel like, you know, whether I get out in the ocean and catch a wave in or not, look, I spent an hour in the ocean. And that's kind of like what it was in when I was in Hawaii. I just got to go out in the ocean and float on a board. And I got a couple rides in, like three rides the first day in an hour and two rides the second time in an hour. You know, I got some nice rides. You know, I also had some Aussie lady try to bite my head off. You know, not the shark, but the Aussie lady, because apparently I got in on her wave and whatever. You know, I think, so here's what business is about. If you love problem solving, you're going to love business. You can get a job problem solving, but it is, you're solving your problems. You're solving other people's problems. We're always looking for something to do, but also don't let it try to make you solve problems that don't need to be solved, right? You like the struggle. Like part of this is like, if I didn't have the pressure to perform or get something done on a deadline, I don't perform really well. Like I do things, people with ADHD, you know, like we thrive on thrill, excitement, and really deadlines. Like I have a deadline and it's not a self-inflicted deadline. It's a someone else's deadline. Like I got to show up and do it and get it done. Right. And then it's, the success along the way, and you have to celebrate the success along the way. But if you let your guard down celebrating the success, you know, there's another, like there's peaks and valleys. And I've had this happen over the last 4 years where there's these big peaks, these big valleys. And what I've learned again is it's not just about the peak and the valley. It's the middle. But if we do not take the opportunity in the struggle to learn, and we will never grow. And the people that are willing to walk through the tough stuff, the tough times, to sit there and and do the work you don't want to do, to take it, like basically get punched in the face and keep standing, everyone else is going to quit and you're going to come out on the other end. You know, it's like, if we want to keep it in the ocean surfing, you got to get pounded by the ocean a few times before you get out, especially if you're surfing Ocean Beach in San Francisco. You got to get pounded by the wave when you fall. You know, you got to hold your breath. And when you come up for air, you got to breathe. And then if you struggle against the wave, you're going to use more energy. You just have to let it take you and bring you back to the surface. And then there's the process of, okay, I've got this formula. And if I make it too complicated, I'm going to make it too hard. I was just reminding one of my friends today that simple scales. We just have to keep it simple. And if you're always trying to create new things, great, you're complicating things. But what we want to do, if we're trying to solve, like I've been trying to solve a new problem recently, and I get on a coaching call with my coach, Taki, and he's like, we don't want to start something new. I'm like, I know, we want to take what I've already got and repackage it. Because over the last few years, especially since COVID, there's different reasons, there's different things happening that people want, people in our industry. Or it's not just that you don't want to start a new business, it's like why people want to start a new business. What are those new opportunities? What are the new objections with the economy and inflation? Things have like shifted, objections have shifted, and it's my job to stay on top and stay ahead of those, but also take it and go, God, this person was perfect for my program, but why did they say no? There was something missing or some information I didn't have. And I don't want to change things for outliers, but when I start seeing patterns, we need to adjust. And that's part of it. It's like, it feels like a struggle, but if you're taking that as an opportunity to learn, that's when on the other end, you grow and you grow big. And man, there's some days where I just say to myself, this wasn't the problem I wanted to solve this weekend or today. You know what? And that's life. And that's the deal, is that you just have to keep doing it. So what we need to do to be successful is commit to going all in. And you commit to this goal. But if you don't hit the goal, that doesn't mean you're not successful. The goal is just a direction to aim in. What makes you successful is, do you love doing the work? People ask me, What do you like to do for fun? I'm like, work, work with my clients. Like if you have a job, not many people are going to say that, but man, I actually like working. I like making this podcast. I like getting on calls with my coaching clients. I like creating success for other people. I like creating products and courses and workshops. Like I love it. I actually do. You know, as much as I love working out, which isn't really like a pastime to me, it's like I have to do it. Some days I don't like working out. I would rather work on my work, you know, but that's the thing is like, if I don't hit my $1 million goal, I don't get the Porsche, you know, 67 911 Targa, you know, if I don't get those things, that doesn't mean I'm not a success. It means that, you know, I'm just not to that point yet, or I can't justify doing that yet, or I don't have the income stream to get the thing that I want. But it's not about the things. The things are rewards for doing the work along the way. Maybe I'm repeating myself, but I feel like, you know, it's helpful because I've seen a lot and I've felt a lot myself. And I'm also reminding myself about why I'm doing this is because it is, you know, the weeks where it's hard, it's supposed to be hard. It's hard for a reason. It's hard because it makes you better. Diamonds are built under pressure, right? And economic downturns are the biggest opportunities for growth and change for yourself personally, professionally, and in your business. When everyone else is retreating, this is when you attack. This is when you plan and strategize and create new things, create new opportunities for yourself, for other people. If you can help people create a big change and solve a big problem, you're going to win, right? The struggle is the opportunity to grow into the next phase of your business or to quit and let other people win, right? There's always going to be another problem to solve. I tell people all the time, it's not my job to solve your problems. It's my job to give you bigger, better money-making problems. Like problems like Where do I invest my money? What's the, you know, I've maxed out my IRA and my, I've got a lot in, you know, I've got everything I need saved for my kids to go to college. What's the next investment opportunity for me? Is it, you know, do I put money into, you know, crypto? I've put a lot in there. I want to get into real estate. Where do I, how do I, Aaron, how do I generate a, another stream of income so I can pay for the Porsche? Like those are good problems. Should I build an online program, a brand new course, or should I build a hybrid program? Should I do X or, I mean, you know, who, which great candidate do I hire? These are good problems. Okay. The next good problem is going to be, I have to fire someone. Like that's a, you know what? Firing someone sucks. I've got a couple episodes on that, but it gives you an opportunity to bring someone else in to do a better job. And this is the last thing I'm going to say for this episode. Or not the last, maybe not, I'm going to lie. But the last big point is that the people who are with you now in your life and in your business are not going to be the people that are going to be with you in 5-10 years, or not all of them. Not everyone's purpose in your team is meant to take you all the way to the finish line. Their purpose is to take you to the next struggle, and then they're going to get off the bus, or maybe you have to get them off the bus. And then that's going to give you an opportunity to bring someone else in to help you grow even more. I've experienced this many times over the last few years where I expected to just fill a seat and them to stay there. But your job is to recognize that ahead of time, listen to your gut, listen to your instincts, and know when's the right time to move, right? No one's the right time to make that next decision, and not everyone's going to be happy with it. But as long as you know it's fulfilling your purpose and moving you closer towards your goals and helping your clients and patients, then it's the right decision, no matter how much it sucks, because the suck is part of the process. So go out there, embrace the suck. Like, I mean, I'm not the one that made that up. Go out and embrace it. Like, that's the thing, is the process. Fall in love with the process. If you're not in love with the process, go find another process to fall in love with. And go shoot for your goals, shoot for the moon, and go help a ton of people. Because really, at the end of the day, we all know if we were in it for the money, we'd be in finance or real estate. But if you're here to help patients, you're here to help others in a truly meaningful, impactful way, it takes work. It doesn't have to be hustle, hustle, grind, 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 80 hours a week, but it takes work. You got to go through the shit. You got to struggle through the problems. You have to solve things, solve problems. And even you, at some point, you might make up problems and just realize you just made up a problem. You don't need to solve that one. But the things take time. Success is a journey. And I wish you all the luck, and love to see you on the journey and see you on the next show. Or the next time we have an opportunity to meet in person, I think it'd be amazing. Shoot me a message on Instagram at Aaron LeBauer. Would love to hear like what was helpful for you about this, or any other topics, things you'd like to hear about on the podcast or on the show. Like I've said before, I'm not expecting you to message me, but if you do, that'd be awesome. Just so you know, I've got a book. It's free. It's called the Cash PT Blueprint Book. If you DM me the word book over on Instagram, I'll send you a link to get it for free. You just cover shipping and handling. And then the book goes through how I built our physical therapy cash practice from scratch, how others have done it, how you can do it too. It's got checklists, scripts, call scripts, and all kinds of really helpful information in there. It's basically the how-to manual on how to start a practice. So if you want to grab that, DM me the word book over on Instagram. I'll send you a link. I'll see you on the next show. Peace out. Hey, what's up? It's Aaron. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed the episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a 5-star rating and review over on iTunes. And to catch all the latest from me, follow me over on Instagram at Aaron LeBauer. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.